Okay, guys.
So I saw Lacan Lewis on the bike.
Yeah.
Maybe not as bad as you originally thought. Or maybe
yeah, no, I think not as bad as maybe it appeared initially. I don't know if it'll be this week, but I don't think it'll be long term.
Talk about your offense in general. What do you guys need to start doing to get back to producing the way you were producing point-wise, yardage-wise? I mean, I don't think anybody expected you to score 34 points a game consistently, but you haven't been finishing in the red zone. Turnovers are more field goals instead of touchdowns. What do you got to do, you know, between the 20s to get that thing moving a little better?
I think what you mentioned is the case, you know, in the red zone. Score touchdowns rather than field goals.
Have you seen teams do different things against you? Look like last week they took away the deep pass.
No, I don't think it's, you know, we've some plays that we have made by a shoestring in the three previous weeks, they're making by a shoestring right now. So maybe we have to finish a little harder. You know, maybe we're underestimating, and you know, when we scheme something, maybe we feel we can get that block and we really, you know, you can get on it, but you can't really keep the guy from having any effect on the play, you know. So it's always a combination of coaching, playing, you know, circumstance, all that stuff.
You know, you're zoned in week by week for each game, but have you had a chance to step back and look at the play of Josh this year and how well he's played under you?
Well, I try to, you know, Mike and Ron and myself, I always try to look at patterns and the way things are going. So, yeah, I do that. Not so much in a, oh, boy, he's playing well, or, oh, boy, I just want to see what the pattern is, you know, like, we just talked about here, you know, like, is something slowing down? Is something not as effective, or is something more effective now? Do we want to load up on it? That's what you're looking for. And you do that in both, you know, really in all three phases. And that's part of self-scouting, you know. So that's kind of more the way I look at it than, you know, he's done well or he's not done well.
Greg, do you anticipate Anthony Gator starting this Sunday?
Don't know yet. Starting means a lot of different things, you know. You know, he plays in the nickel package. He did before he was injured. So he's going to have a role. Everybody's going to have a role. You know, right now we're at a spot where we're going to, you know, all hands on deck in the secondary, and we're going to play it together. And, you know, again, I said it. Could we have been better a week, you know, last Sunday? Yeah, but that group battled, and they're going to battle again this week. And it's probably going to take every one of them.
Does it help with their growth that they're facing rookie quarterback and Nick Foles?
Oh, I don't know. You know, he's done some good things. He did really good things against Dallas Sunday night. We need to make sure that we do good things. That's more important.
Greg, you talk about the slowdown a little bit in the last couple of weeks. Obviously, there have been two pretty good defenses. But if you look at the offense's body of work for the entire year, you're still up there in red zone scoring, goal line scoring, quick strike scoring. If there's one thing you could point to about this offense throughout the year that really makes it click, what would you say that it is?
Well, I think it starts with the quarterback play. You know, we need the quarterback to run the show. You know, it's documented. I don't have to mention it. We've been able to replace some, you know, not really good top of the line players in this league, and some guys have been able to fill in and fight. You know, and that's what we've been able to do. It's a group of guys that fights and finishes plays, and because we have some good skill guys that can make plays on the perimeter and in the backfield and at the quarterback spot. That's allowed us to do some things. You know, Dallas Clark has emerged as a guy who's made some plays. So that's what we need to keep doing. You know, that's got to be the formula for us right now. Doesn't mean it has to be all, you know, we can do some other things later on. But right now we just got to fight inside, fight at the tackles and do our best there and give Josh enough time that he can do what he has to do and give Doug enough room to run.
Greg, I know you're locked in on what you got to do, but, you know, you got a guy like Andy Reid who I don't know whether you know him or not, but had an incredible run of success for 13 years, whatever it is, and then you see what he's going through this year, the pressure he's been under and the criticism. Just what are your thoughts about a guy like that and, maybe, you know, the totality of what he's done over the years and then, you know, what he's kind of had to be exposed to this year? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Andy's a great coach, and he's a great person. You know, I have experiences with Andy, you know, that no one knows about, that he did some things that are incredible. So he's a great football coach, even better man. But I don't really think about the other stuff. I don't think about, you know, I got enough of my issues, to be frank.
Are you talking about things that in terms of help along the way during your career?
No, helping with, there's some personal things that he's helped other people in that have been involved in my program that, you know, they were down in Philly. We were right there, you know, an hour away. And I know he wouldn't want me to bring it up. That's why I'm not going to tell you this situation. That's the kind of guy he is. He's going to do a lot of good, but he doesn't want the, you know, he just does it because that's the kind of man he is.
Butch Davis' name has come up with another FIU connection rumor. I'm not sure how you want to handle these things because it looks like we might get one or two of these a week for the next couple of weeks. Do we ask individually? I mean, do you know if Butch has been contacted by FIU, if he's got any interest, anything like that?
Kind of like I said after the game, and I don't mind you asking. I know you, if you feel like you have to ask to do the right thing. Yeah, that's a good point, you know, because we're limited with time. Here's what the way I approach it. If you hire good coaches, other people are going to come and try to take your coaches. That's a compliment. And in all my time at Rutgers, we lost a lot of coaches to other programs. And everyone would get mad, and I'd say, hey, guys, that means we're hiring the right coaches. You know, when no one wants to hire your guys, then you hire the wrong coaches. So, but I'm not going to get into each time that there's a job open because there's going to be guys' names involved, and half the time when names are involved, they're not really involved anyway. You know, so why don't we wait until – and then I'll let the coach actually address it with you if it gets to a point where it's coming to a head. You know, this way I don't want to ever misrepresent somebody either, you know. I encourage our guys, they work their tails off, and if there's great opportunities, you know, it all depends on contractually where they are and all those things.
Coach, in terms of Laquan Lewis maybe not playing this week, what are you guys going to do at the kick returners? Is Owusu an option? Is Michael Smith an option?
Yeah, they're all options. There's some other guys that are options as well, and I don't know right now. I'm going to watch the tape from today, and we're going to Tyquan Underwood has done it. There's a bunch of guys that are capable that have done it in this league. Let's figure it out through evaluation, and then I got to make a decision at the end of the week.
Greg, your offensive line, with all the attrition there this week, and then you watch – I'm sorry, this year – and then you watch Josh get hit a lot on Sunday. I mean, I think there's a natural reaction to wonder if there's a relationship there. I mean, just where's your offensive line right now, and has any of that caught up with them, in your opinion?
Well, I think somebody mentioned it. I mean, that was a premier sure. – those two guys are premier pass rushers. You know, and when you're going against the best in class, you know, it's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy. And that's the play of the National Football League. But I don't think he even got sacked once Sunday. Maybe he had one. Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure he did. But, I mean, even with that level of pass rush, I know he was under pressure. I agree. But that's life in the National Football League. I mean, that's the way it is. And when you're going against guys like that. So, you know, they're not going to be easy. That's something we got to deal with.
Greg, this is Eagles week, but it's also championship week around here. I look back at the 0-2 squad and a chance to salute those guys. How do you anticipate the atmosphere being at the stadium on Sunday?
I think it's going to be – I'm excited. I mean, these guys are guys that, as a younger coach, you know, I've told you guys many times, we studied the Tampa defense wherever I've been, if I was at Miami or when I was at Rutgers. And, I mean, obsessed with the Tampa defense, actually. You know, every tape they had put on our system and things like that. So to see – those players, you know, we have one every day. I see him, Rondé, right? But to see the rest of them, and you know, the coaches that'll be around that led that team, I think it's going to be good. But you know, we have a job to do, and that's what you know. The worst thing we could do is have all those guys back on their commemorative weekend and not go out and do our job. You know, we want to make our alumni proud of how we coach and how we play, and you know, that's just another piece of the goal this weekend to go out there and get our win. Thank you, fellas.